From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Time now for your letters. Yesterday, I spoke with Dr. James Rohack, president of the American Medical Association. Usually, when a Democratic president tries overhauling health care, the AMA stands in the way. But this time, for now at least, the AMA has endorsed the House Democrats' bill, although it wants to see some changes. Dr. Rohack, for example, still wants to see malpractice limits to reduce health care costs. Mark Howard of Atlanta, Georgia, takes issue with that. He writes this: "In fact, the evidence suggests that there is little, if any, connection between the two, meaning liability limits and health care costs, and NPR raised this point by pointing to concrete examples that contradicted Dr. Rohack's unsupported statements. While Dr. Rohack never conceded the point, I was happy to see that NPR did its homework and did not simply accept Dr. Rohack's view just because he's president of the AMA."
We've been covering one military unit now in Afghanistan, the 2nd Battalion 8th Marine Regiment out of Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Yesterday, Catherine Welch profiled Marine wives preparing care packages for their grateful husbands overseas.
Emily Kay of Mobile, Alabama, wrote this: "I heard this story on my way home from work yesterday, and it brought tears to my eyes. I met my now husband when he was home on leave from Afghanistan in 2006. We went on two dates before he was shipped back, and during the next 6 months, I sent him a care package each week. He called me every day, and we emailed feverishly until he came home. We laugh and say we fell in love over my homemade cookies and those conversations."
Bill Bigelow of Crownsville, Maryland, pointed out something else about the story. "I know NPR journalists are known for their excellent pronunciation skills," he writes, "but those of us familiar with the Piggly Wiggly found Ms. Welch's pronunciation of the store a bit humorous. Ms. Welch pronounced the name of the grocery store as the Piggly Wiggly, when we all know the name of the grocery is the Piggly Wiggly."
Well, we called one such grocery store in North Carolina, and they assured us that they answer to both.
One more thing. We'd like to answer some of your questions about efforts to fix the nation's healthcare system. We'll put your questions to an expert and answer some of them on air. So go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and please put the words healthcare in the subject line.